probably the ketchup we added.
We should say that say this pairs well with French fries now.
Of course.
Yeah, I imagine it would, yeah.
I kind of want to try that. Hey, look, she's got fries.
Are you trying to steal fries from our audience?
Yeah, sort of.
That's all this, this whole conversation was just a
just
long
so
con for Dan to get some French fries. That's the whole point. Well played, sir.
Thanks.
Well played.
It's a shame you saw right through me.
I did.
Oh, jeez. And now Jen's going on about wild yeast in the background.
But yeah, the, I did.
Whereas I'm Queen Jen.
Queen of the Sours.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my. I think I don't know where we entered outtake territory in there, but we are definitely like in the weeds of
it
now.
It's fine.
We're in the weeds
of
outtakes now.
Do we still need to
now.
Talk about the beer, or should we move on?
I think we can go to the next.
Breaking news.
Oh, that was live. That was live. Oh, my God. This smells amazing. So what do we officially have here? Is like, does it have its own special name, or is it just like...
It's just our take on the old-fashioned.
All right.
You got your aromatic bitters in there, your orange there you zest, large big old spherical...
ice cube?
Ice cube in there for you.
What is that solid thing
Holy
in the glass?
Crap, that's delicious.
Right, it's made with our single malt whiskey, so...
The same whiskey that we
yep,
just
the
had,
same
right?
Yep, absolutely. So kind of get that taste of what it would be like in a mixed drink.
I don't know
well.
That I've ever had an old fashioned.
Oh, they're delicious. It's the bitters almost cancel out the burn of the whiskey, and then you get the orange on top of that.
I expected it to be much sweeter.
Don't drink it all. I would just want to sip. You're going
to
come
just
and get an
just to sip.
I got to drink it out of the straw. I feel like that's the fancy way to do it.
I was actually just going to say.
It smells quite amazing.
I don't know if incredible. I can take you seriously because you were drinking out of the mixing straw.
Eh.
I feel like that's like faux pas.
Is it? Am I not supposed to
I
do
mean,
that?
To each their own. You drink however the hell you want. But
yeah. As long as it gets ingested.
All I taste is the whiskey.
Really?
Oh, I get the orange now.
Yeah. All right.
It
I
is
got
very
the orange
it's,
now.
It's strong.
It's a lot of whiskey.
The whiskey is strong
but isn't
with this
that
one.
The point?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like whiskey but pretty?
It's kind of like pretty whiskey in this one. Yeah, if you were to go with our Susquehannon, it's a little... You'll get covered up a little bit more with that pomegranate.
I used to really like Manhattans, actually, a long time
Isn't
ago.
Isn't that a girly drink?
Is it? I don't know. I used to like them.
I wouldn't say so.
Yeah.
No.
No, especially here. I mean,
hey,
you know.
Steph, I like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. Don't judge.
I was at a bar in Harrisburg. God, I forget what it was. 1500 or something. They had... They did an old-fashioned in a martini glass, but then they lit the orange peel on fire and cased the glass in it.
There
it was
go.
Really, really good.
So the bartender was a fire starter?
A twisted fire starter.
Thank you.
What am I not getting?
What?
You're too young.
Is he really that young?
I don't know.
Psychosomatic, attic insane.
Oh, all right.
No.
This is...
Is that Prodigy?
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go. And that's I don't want to name their like other big song, right?
Smack my bitch up.
There we go.
Smack
wow.
my bitch up. I'm allowed to sing it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay.
You're not.
Sorry.
Do you... I'm assuming you do. You probably plan on continuing to do like craft cocktails with your own... But as the profile grows, do you have any ideas in mind for cocktails you want to do?
Oh, yeah. We have a long list. And you know, we're big on, like, the brew community, and we're also big on the distillery community now. So we use a lot of the local spirits as well. So we'll use all Mid-States, a lot of Mid-States stuff, Mid-States distillery out of Cameron Street in Harrisburg. We use Thistle Finch out of Lancaster.
Yep.
We're good friends with those guys as well. And then
that was probably the last place I ever had a mixed drink.
See?
Because yeah. I was like, I'm here. I feel like I have to because it was all fancy.
We've talked about doing some barrel-aged cocktails too.
Oh, that's cool.
Sounds fun.
If you do, so you're planning on doing your own vodka, if I remember. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You're doing it all.
Right. So you're doing pretty much all the distilling.
Tatters
the
flag.
Booze.
We do everything.
Can you?
Yeah. Next step is
do,
a meadery.
Yeah. That's,
and a winery.
Can
a
you
winery.
Do a White Russian? If you can find some sort of, even if you just use Kahlua, like and
are
like
you allowed to use Kahlua
cream?
Though?
We're not allowed to use Kahlua,
really?
But
oh.
well, because it's not
it's
made
not
in Pennsylvania,
it's not Pennsylvania,
so it has to be a limited Pennsylvania distillery. or winery, and that's when we can serve
figure
it
out. Yeah. Make Kahlua.
We can do it.
We can definitely do it.
Yeah, it, whether we infuse something with chocolate, we infuse one of our vodkas with chocolate,
just add
and
cream,
then yep,
yeah.
And then we got the, then we throw in the cream and coffee.
Nice.
There.
White Russian is my favorite mixed drink.
No, we'll call it a white Ukrainian after the girl down.
our hostess, sister, yeah.
Our hostess, cool. Hostess, yeah. With the mostess. I like her.
There we go.
She is good.
There we go. White Ukrainian. I like it.
All right.
White Ukrainian.
Yep.
Wow.
We have to, I think, run that by her first.
Yeah, no.
Of course. Wow. This is incredible. I mean, hats off to you guys with the whiskey. Hats off to the mixologists on the drink. This is...
I'll tell him he's not fired this tonight, at least.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. And I just have to say, pants off to the tequila.
Now, I mean, we do plan on either importing in some tequila, because you can't make it unless it's made in that section.
Right.
After that, it's called mezcal. So,
oh, is that what mezcal
yeah,
is?
Yeah, it's made. It's called mezcal. That. If you make
no
it outside
way.
The region,
yep. I had no idea.
Yep.
I didn't know that either.
So, I mean, you could even put the worm in. I don't know.
I love learning new things that I may not remember.
The more you
know. A lot of beer.
Depends
if
how much
only
mezcal.
It was recorded somewhere.
Yeah, I know, right? I'll listen to this eventually on the bus one day.
Not that, you know, you lived it or anything.
No, I do. I listen to our podcast on the bus. I have time to kill.
Yeah, but you also lived through recording this.
I know.
He's had a lot of beer.
I have.
I can tell. Yeah.
It's like a football player watching like replays of their game to, you know, improve. And
are we improving?
Because I get bored. I need podcasts to listen to. I listen to all the podcasts I listen to in like 3 days in a week, and then I'm like, well, now I need more podcasts to listen to. Oh, I make one. All right. I was gonna say, can we wrap this up? But we've already done.
I was trying to think of like a segue out of it, but yeah.
We don't need a segue.
I guess we don't. Yeah.
Here's the end.
We
thanks. Bye.
Here's the end.